It's Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Sunny day, celebrate the clouds away with disco dance and melody. Let's toast the future high.
great way to open up this year's episode of the show, The Derevolutions from Boston, Massachusetts. It's been a while since I played the Derevolutions on the show. I think they've released some stuff, but I didn't like it for some reason. They kind of got off track for me. Like, I don't know. Like, normally I love their stuff, and then they released like a whole album of stuff that I thought was like not good. But anyway, they got this new single, Best Day Ever. Samples heavily from Paco Bell's Canon and D, a favorite. And boy, howdy, do I love it. I just think it's a super delightful song, very fun, good for springtime. It's an excellent track. Speaking of things I love a lot, how about this next thing? New music from Vampire Weekend. That's right, the first time in, I don't know, 5 years, they've released a new thing. It's called Only God Was Above Us. It is their new album, their fifth. Excellent. It's a very good album. I think it's better than their last two. So it's really strong, a lot of 5 stars on it. Couple 4 stars, couple 3 stars, but it's by and large a super strong album. Though I will say it's lacking a little bit of the joy, if you will. If you go back to early Vampire Weekend, it was like so joyous, which was one of the things that was so fun about it. This new album is great. It's like super good songs, but I don't know if it's as joyous. I'll say that for what it's worth. Okay, the songs we're going to hear, Prep School Gangsters and Pravda, both super excellent. They got some of that like guitar that's like that South African thing I love. It's super great. Without further ado, Vampire Weekend, Prep School Gangsters, and Pravda, both from this new Only God Was Above Us album. It was hard to pick two. It's a good release right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Something people Prep School Gangsters originally, it's best known to some people as a kind of iconic New York Magazine cover from the 90s. It has a really beautiful picture on the cover of a bunch of these kids. And it was about children of extreme privilege, Upper East Side kids who were kind of stepping into a world of crime and interacting with people from much less privileged backgrounds, and, you know, hence the prep school gangsters, prep school kids who were wannabe gangsters. This song is not about that, about them in particular, but it just got me kind of thinking about that kind of strange interaction. And then I wrote down that phrase, you know, years ago, and just like, that sounds like something that should be a Vampire Weekend song one day. And then I thought, well, yeah, what's my way in? I don't want it to just be like silly. And I just kind of thought more about the, as much as the phrase prep school gangsters kind of can sometimes get a laugh or put a smile on somebody's face because it seems so silly, then I realized, yeah, the kid on the Upper East Side, some of those kids, their grandfather may have been what we might call a gangster, whether they were literally, you know, running numbers. And the idea that the person who's now competing with them, looking at them as a child of privilege, one day that person might have a grandchild who is a prep school gangster. So, you know, whatever, for better, for worse, these things do happen in America. The American dream does happen. The fortunes of families deviate widely. So anyway, these are all thoughts that went into this song.
And Pravda, as you articulate in the song, is the truth. Mm. What truth are you seeking here, Ezra?
Well, I guess the first thing that I'm self-conscious about clarifying is that that these lyrics would have been written at least 3 or 4 years ago, so before the Russia-Ukraine war. You know, the idea of something like, well, is this saying something? No, it's not the case. In fact, back then, I think I probably had more like the Cold War on my mind. What little I know about it is that, you know, Pravda is the Russian word for truth, and it's also a famous newspaper. Mm. So there's this kind of funny irony because, you know, from the Western perspective, they would often refer to the newspaper Pravda as being full of lies. You know, there's even people who use the phrase Pravda to mean propaganda. And that, and also just have a family connection. My grandmother, who was born in Romania, and actually, a lot of people in Vampire Weekend have some kind of tie to Eastern Europe, so I've always been a little fascinated by it. She was born in Romania, and her older brother, he eventually became some type of bureau chief for one of the news agencies in Moscow in the 50s, and he covered the Stalin purge trial, and he was the kind of star of the family. She always talked about her brother with pride because, you know, he was a guy from working class roots who had a pretty high, you know, prestigious, important job. So, yeah, I've always just been, yeah, been kind of curious about that era.
I've watched the cherry blossoms bloom. I cannot wait here any longer. I'm leaving at the rising of the moon. I know what lies beneath Manhattan. I know who's buried in Grant's tomb. I wonder if they'll wait a while to clear away my crocodile. I'm leaving at the rising of the moon. Jan Ludmila lived there too. Arena grew up in Wisconsin. I'm leaving at the rising of the moon. The final moments in the doorway. Shiver to the rising. the family balalaika. The strings would never stay in tune. I hung it up by the piano. I'm leaving at the rising of the moon. I had a job once in Penn Station. Shaco Tycoon. Every time I shit gets you, I'm leaving at the rising of the moon. Police station. The papa found out, he began to shout, and he started the investigation. And it's against the law, and it's against the law. What the mama saw, oh, it's against the law. Well, the mama looked down and she spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. When the papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'd like to stick him in a house of detention. When I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going. Yeah, and I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me in a pulley all down by the schoolyard. See me in a pulley all down by the schoolyard. Ba da 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 da. Whoa, any radical priest to come and get me released, and it's all on my videotape. Going down and landing, rolled out the stairs, and I made it out the fire escape. While I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going. Yeah, and I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, my radical lady. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. 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 Couple in the next room, bound to win a prize. They've been going at it all night long. Well, I'm trying to get some sleep, but these motel walls are cheap. Lincoln Duncan is my name, and here's my song. Here's my song. My father was a fisherman, my mama was a fisherman's friend. And I was born in the boredom and the chowder. So when I reached my prime, I left my home in the Maritimes, headed down the turnpike for New England. Sweet New England.
holes in my confidence, holes in the knees of my jeans. I was left without a penny in my pocket. Ooh-wee, I was about destitute as a kid could be, and I wished I wore a ring so I could hawk it. I'd like to hawk it. Young girl in a parking lot was preaching to a crowd, singing sacred songs and reading from the Bible. Well, I told her I was lost, and she told me all about the Pentecost, and I seen that girl was the road to my survival. Later on the very same night, when I crept to her tent with a flashlight, and my long years of innocence ended. Well, she took me to the woods, saying, here comes something and I feel so good. And just like a dog, I was befriended. I was befriended. Oh, what a garden of delight. Even now that sweet memory lingers. I was playing my guitar, lying underneath the stars, just thanking the Lord for my fingers, for my fingers.
All right, let's get caught up. After Vampire Weekend back there, we heard Paul Simon. That's right, Paul Simon. I felt like Vampire Weekend was kind of dipping their toes into some of that Graceland territory and made me think of Paul Simon. But also, there's a new documentary from Alex Gibney, excellent documentary, and two-part documentary about Paul Simon, kind of about his history, but also the making of his new album. And I was like, wow, I got to put that on the show. But of course, the new album is like not great, in my opinion. It's, I mean, I guess he's really into this like one guitar riff or something, but it's just like 30 minutes of the same guitar riff. I find it very boring. So I'm not into the new album, despite wanting to be. But it's a swing and a miss for Paul Simon on this new record. Anyway, most of Paul Simon's 50 plus year career are not swings and misses. It's all hits out of the park every time. And so I wanted to dip my toes back into his self-titled album, Paul Simon. And me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard and Duncan, both great songs from it. But I didn't have this like enhanced for the internet version or whatever. There's like this previously unreleased demo version of me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, which I had never heard until I went back and was looking up this album more recently. So very good. Hope you like those two songs. Probably already heard them before because, you know, it's Paul Simon, but whatever. Then just before I started talking, we heard The Eastern Plain from Germany, I think. That was their song, Follow the Ghost. It's a single, and it's so good. It's instrumental, but I just love it. I wanted to play it on the show for a while, but anyway, finally put it on, just squeezed it in between some tracks here, so I hope you liked it. Okay, up next, from Paris, France, Nouvelle Vague. Do you remember them? They are back. I used to play them on the show a lot, because like many, many years ago, I don't know, more than a decade ago, they had albums, and I loved them. I saw them live in Chinatown. It was a super cool band. But anyway, they got a new album out of nowhere. It's called Should I Stay or Should I Go, which is one of the songs we're about to hear. It's a cover of The Clash, and then we're going to hear This Charming Man, a cover of The Smiths, obviously. The whole album is covers, as always, with Nouvelle Vague, and it's pretty strong, though a little rambling, so take that into account.
To the end of time, so you got to let armchair bicycle on a hillside desolate. Will nature make a man of me yet? When in this charming car, when the leather runs moves on the passenger seat, I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's gruesome that someone so handsome should care.
there are men in disguise. porridge under the mercy of a Celtic knack. Don't sweat, there's hooch around. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Cause if it rains in mid-July, I'm better off inside. Doors closed, eyes wide, and TV on my mind. I love my television. I love my television. I love my television. I love my television. TV taught me how to shave and how to save a life. I can't think of a better way to spend my Friday nights. You bet I've not read for a while. But don't sweat, there's brains behind a smile. Cause if it rains in mid-July, that's just by the by. Doors closed, eyes wide, a TV on my mind. I love my television. I love my television. I love my television. I love my television.
Yeah, I love my television.
To shave and how to save a life. I love my television. I love my television. I love my television.
I don't care about this stuff that much anymore. I'm just too damn good at it to walk away.
Too damn good at it to walk away.
I got 10 out of 10 in a 90s kid quiz. Something to be proud of. We made a pretty small dent in the biz they call show. Never made the sound of. I don't talk to my friends, they know not to depend. This is a song you can die from. Started at home sweet home, back top deck from a phone, and a dotted line to sign on.
And it's a
circus. You should read through my tweets.
It's hard enough to chase a dream in this slowly dying industry. Do you have the heart? Are you brave enough? Do you still believe? Every generation throws a hero up the pop chart. Pythagoras said the world wasn't flat, and Vincent van Gogh cut his ear off when he learnt of this fact. Mr. Kafka wrote a play that no one ever went and saw. Shakespeare's overrated, Bach is a bore. I only heard of Edgar Allan Poe from that Halloween Simpsons episode. I've got no BAFTA, Olivier or Golden Globe. Got lots to tell, nothing to show.
Let's get caught up one last time. After Nouvelle Vague, we heard Matt Mansour from Wisconsin. That was his song Pareidolia, I think, as I said. It's a single, and I love it a lot. I find it very catchy. I like the piano. I like everything about it. Super good song. Then, just before I started talking, we heard two songs by The Rhythm Method from London. We heard their songs I Love My Television and Curse, both from their new album Peachy, which is just peachy. Pretty good. Okay, finishing up this episode of the show, Bored at My Grandma's House. I've played her on the show before. She's got a new song. I like it a lot. It's called Show and Tell, and it's a good one to finish up this episode with. Got that nice shoegaze dream pop thing going on. Can't go wrong. Bored at My Grandma's House, which I find a little offensive. I feel like you should not be bored at your grandma's house. Go talk to your grandma. She'd love that. Probably something you could learn from her. Finishing up this here episode of The Sounds of My Head.
I wish I was born so easily. I wish you let you.
does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was You Can Call Me Al, The Demo, and Crazy Love, The Demo, both by Paul Simon. I also talked over Paul Simon's I'm a Rock, as covered by the Symphonic Orchestra. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, like where you can follow me on social media. There's also a playlist for season 21. That's this season of the show. I put all the songs I play into that playlist as the episodes come out, so you can just listen to all the songs without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me, daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I do always love to hear from you. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks with an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.